Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the horrors of shared documents, specifically an article from The Economist. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. It's a topic we can all relate to, right? That constant anxiety of knowing someone's watching your every edit.
Exactly. The article starts by highlighting how shared docs were supposed to be this amazing improvement. You know, transparency, user-friendliness, but it quickly descends into the reality of other people.
Ah, it's so true. The article mentions seeing those initials at the top of the screen, your silent observers, and the mystery of the anonymous taper. Who are these people?
Right, and the one who keeps popping in and out. Are they just checking in or panicking about the impending feedback?
I've been that person, definitely been that person. The article brilliantly describes that feeling of being judged, that cursor hovering, judging.
It's like a digital magnifying glass on your work. And then there's the select all and delete maneuver. Ouch.
Brutal. The chaos of multiple editors, the virtual tug of war over a single word. It paints a vivid picture.
Doesn't it, though? And the constant email notifications about activity, as if activity accurately describes the virtual earthquake happening in your document. I see. Interesting.
It's an understatement of epic proportions. And the poor document owner, returning to a battlefield of comments and suggestions. It's overwhelming.
Totally. The Economist actually compares responding to those comments to the film A Quiet Place. One wrong move and you awaken the beast. Or in this case, your colleagues.
That's such a perfect analogy. You're tiptoeing around trying not to trigger another avalanche of edits and comments.
But, as the article concludes, despite the horrors, it's still a better system than the old sequential method. More opinions, more collaboration. There's wisdom in the crowd. Just a lot of noise to sift through.
I do agree. The article is spot on with the analysis of how shared docs are superior to sequential changes, but definitely chaotic. However, I think the author could have also talked about the aspect of version history, which gives one comfort when doing shared doc edits, because you can revert back to the original when it all goes wrong.
That's a great point. Version history is definitely a saving grace in this chaotic world of shared documents. Got it. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on this insightful discussion about the trials and tribulations of shared documents. Until next time.
Goodbye.